I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane. Each week on this broadcast, heard only on 101.7 WXZY FM, I uncover little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program remembers the killer tornadoes of 1985. 35 years ago, on the evening of May 31st, a powerful and deadly tornado outbreak hammered the northeastern United States and Canada. 43 tornadoes and numerous damaging thunderstorms tore across Pennsylvania, Ohio, New York, and Ontario. In advance of the storm on the hilltop, the sky took on an odd leaden yellow and greenish hue. There was a deathly calmness to the air before the deafening sound of a roaring freight train broke the silence. The frightened memory of the tornadoes is permanently etched in the hearts and minds of Kane residents. The killer storm came to Kane at about 8:15 on that Friday night when a Category F4 tornado moved from 5 miles south of Sheffield through Kane and into Elk State Park. The giant trees of the old-growth forests in both the Tynesta Scenic Area and Research Natural Area were splintered by the tremendous tornado as it plowed 70 miles through Pennsylvania, making toothpicks of over 90,000 trees in a path nearly two-thirds of a mile wide. According to the Bradford Era, at Kane and East Kane, 3 people were dead in the storm's aftermath. 39 were injured. 53 houses and several businesses were damaged as well. Laurel Avenue, Evergreen Park, Pennsylvania Avenue, and East Kane along Route 321 were the heaviest hit. A church in East Kane was swept away with only the concrete steps left. The National Weather Service reported that the freak storms were the result of high levels of atmospheric instability triggered by the passage of a strong late spring cold front. Quoting the original survey report produced by NOAA in 1985, perhaps a lesson to be learned from the 1985 outbreak is that under the proper atmospheric conditions, major tornadoes can occur irrespective of the location or terrain. According to National Weather Service reports, this series of storms was the deadliest tornado outbreak of the 1980s, killing 89 people in total, injuring more than 1,000 others, and racking up more than $600 million in property damage. Once the storm had passed, residents were shocked by the utter devastation. Gas pipes were sticking up in the air, limbs were sticking up all over, remembers Yogi Osmer, former Kane police officer, chief, and mayor. According to a report in the Bradford Era, former McKean County Sheriff Don Morey made his way to the fire hall, where he and emergency management agency directors Ernie Ishman set up a command center to coordinate emergency efforts. The local police and everybody went checking on people, Morey said. There was not much more you could really do. Where the storm hit, you couldn't drive. The streets were littered with trees. People all banded together, Osmer remembers. It was good. They wanted to help any way they could. It was an amazing thing. According to the Bradford Era, John Gentleman was an emergency medical technician back then. He heard the storm coming, saw hailstones, and saw the power go out. He grabbed his medical supplies and headed out to help. All you could do was improvise and do the best you could. It was devastating to the community. Gentleman was heading to the Laurel Avenue area when he met up with Dennis Galvin and a troop of Boy Scouts. I said, "This is it. Be prepared. Stay together," the Era reported. Galvin said the scouts were staying at his home that night, 2 blocks from Laurel Avenue, in preparation for a disaster drill the next day. The scouts were working on their emergency preparedness merit badges. With a laugh, Galvin said the drill ended up getting canceled. Those scouts earned their merit badges. He and the scouts managed to get as close as possible to the scene of the tornado's devastation, and using makeshift stretchers, doors, construction supplies, they started helping people out of the rubble of their homes. "We were handing people through the wires and over down trees. The efforts of Kane's community leaders and volunteers was the light that shined through the darkness of the storm. Thanks to the Bradford era, their stories will be remembered. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please keep those story ideas coming and send your comments and suggestions to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.